Father, in Jesus' name, thank you that your word is alive and full of power, sharper than any double-edged sword, piercing even dividing asunder soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is the discerner, the seer into of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Again, God, teach us, lead us, guide us, and bring us into all truth, cause us to comprehend, to understand what your word says, so that we can use it for every part of our lives. God, before it comes, we say thank you. We thank you by faith for what you're doing in our lives. I decree, I declare a thing, I decree it too, that these people will never be the same. Simply because of the word of God they received today, this word is going to good ground and bringing forth great fruit and abundance. In Jesus' name, I declare it done. And Satan, I remind you, you are headed to the lake of fire. Let me just torment you for a couple of minutes. You are going to the lake of fire. There is no escape for you. We know it. You have no part in this service. You will not steal this word. Though the Bible says immediately, it says in Mark and Matthew that you come immediately to steal the word. Your assignment for that is canceled, because greater is he that's in me that's even in the world. So this word is going into good ground. It's going to germinate. It's going to bring forth fruit in abundance in the lives of these people. I decree a thing and call it done in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hold your Bibles up. Say, this is my Bible. I am what the word of God says that I am. I have what the word of God says that I have. I can do what the word of God says that I can do. I am a hearer of God's word on purpose. But I'm not just a hearer. I am also a doer of God's word. And because I am a doer and not just a hearer of the word of God, my life is blessed. This is my Bible. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Jesus' name, I declare it done. Amen. Go ahead and be seated. Give somebody a high five close to you and tell them you're about to change right now. You're about to change right now. You are not going to stay the same. All right, let's go in our Bibles. Let's go to quickly now, because I'm going to just hit you. I got to go. Got a grandson that's celebrating a birthday here, so we're heading to the Museum of Flight and down to see some dinosaurs at Pacific Science Center, so I got to get out of here. I ain't spend no time with y'all, but I got to deliver this word, too. My first assignment. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 20. The question I ask you today is, what do I owe thee? Saying that to God, what do I owe thee? What do I owe thee, Lord? What do I owe you? See, and the thing about it is that we have not decided how to pay God back for what he did. Some of us want to act like God ain't do nothing. You've been out in this world all this time. Most of the time, you wasn't even serving God. He took care of you. Look at you. You came on through. Nobody helped you. So much danger out there. My wife and I was up a little late last night. We took an early nap, so we stayed up a little longer. It was about 2 minutes to 1 o'clock in the morning. It flashed across her phone while I was doing some computer work in our bedroom and getting ready to put down my scriptures in order. 3 people shot and killed downtown Seattle. 1 taken to Harborview, our hospital for tragic situations like that, trauma hospital. 1 taken to Harborview, don't know if they live. I said, Kathy, 1 hour ago, they were alive. But that quick, Dateline was 1 o'clock, 1 a.m. It wasn't even 1 a.m. yet. So quickly, things can happen. You owe God. I said you owe God! Wake up! You owe God. You owe... We, oh God, we are in debt to God. How in the world you think you own yourself and can do what you want to do? He gave us salvation. He had to give it to us because we couldn't afford it. He gave us the Holy Spirit because you can't afford that kind of guidance. That kind of an attorney you can't even afford. Now, I've hired attorneys that cost me $800 an hour. Okay? So, but this one doesn't work off of AI. The Holy Spirit works out of HI. Holy Spirit intelligence. You tap into that, you have guaranteed case closure in your favor. Who do we think we are, even though we've been confessing this morning and it's true, I am somebody. You are somebody. If you're in the kingdom of God, you are a child of God. He assigns angels to follow you around. Y'all don't understand. See, and this is why people say, well, you gonna take that flight? Yeah, I'm gonna take that flight. First, I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna pray first. And I'm gonna say, God, do we take this one to Seattle? Come on now. Come on, my sister. We take this one to Seattle? No, don't go on that flight. Don't go with that airline, go with this one. Okay. I don't usually go with that one, but that's okay. Don't worry about it. Just go with that one. I get on my phone on a regular basis. You may hear the pings. I get a ping. I've got an app as a pilot, just because I like to know what's going on. I get a ping every time there's a plane that loses communications. The radios go out, and I probably get about 4 or 5 pings an hour from around the world, and I can push the button. And it'll locate exactly where that plane is. And sometimes it'll say, distress is over. But I can push the button and be able to find out exactly where they are. They'll put out a code 7600 on the transponder, which tells air traffic control, I can't talk. My radios do not work. But I'm trying to continue to fly and get to somewhere safe. Without communicating. It's amazing how much it happens. But even more amazing than that is when I see 7700. 7700 it's an emergency. It might be a hijacking, it may be something, it may be someone with a gun on the plane, it may be we've got engine on fire, but we see 70, am I right about it? 7700? I get that probably about once every 2 hours. A plane somewhere in the world is in distress. The last one I saw was British Airways, flying with probably about 300 some odd passengers on board. I see this all the time. You just don't know how God has protected you. Now, while I'm preaching, you may hear some pings. Because I hear pings. Now, a lot of times I wear an ear because I want to be able to hear what people are saying, but I also want to hear the word of God or hear my music. And so I wear what I call an ear. It's just an earpiece that, you know, you can see it. And I use it to answer the phone and stuff. And all day long, I'm hearing ping, ping, ping. Look at my phone, push the button, goes to way around the world and pinpoints where that plane is and what the altitude is, how fast they're going, whether they've been diverted. You just don't know how God has protected you. God watches over you. You need to thank God. His angels are around you. You know, while I'm walking, there's angels all around me saying, okay, Shorter's going down the stairs. Going down the stairs. Oh, no, he decided not to go around the stairs. All right, let's turn around. Shorter's going over. Okay, wait. He's getting too close to the side. Who's going to get him? Who's going to get him? I have an entourage. You see all these big old men hanging around me? Ain't nothing. We have a heavenly host around you. Can you imagine in a meeting like this how many angels are hanging around and they ain't drinking Starbucks? They're sitting here with fire in their eyes saying, don't you touch God's child. Don't you touch him or knock your head off. 9 foot tall. They're not playing. This is serious business. This is serious business. When I saw the lake of fire, something changed me. I was laying in a thing like a coffin on my back, but it was glass on the top. I don't know where it was, but I was suspended like in space. Nothing was there. It was the most lonely thing that you ever want to feel, because nobody is there. Not even, you don't even feel like God's there. I was there by myself. I don't know how I got there. And I said, I don't even know where I am. What is this? In this vision, I'm sitting there in this vision and I'm trying to figure out, where am I? And then I looked over and I could see the lake of fire. Flames. The only thing on this earth that I can be able to compare it to is that you take a look at some of the video that was going on in Los Angeles with the fires just consuming. Well, you don't see trees, all you see is fire. Many of the pilots that were flying down there for those firefighting tasks I've flown with, because they were my pilot instructors at Hillsborough Aviation, which does a lot of fire suppression in the summertime. And these guys risked their lives flying those helicopters and getting water and going back and trying to save somebody's house one at a time. But it's just a drop in the bucket. But you think that's bad, you don't want to go to hell. Thank God you're not. If you've accepted Jesus. Hell wasn't made for you anyhow. It's made for Satan and his demons. And that's why I like to remind him, stop tormenting God's people, or else I'm going to torment you, because he is scared. He is scared as can be of the fact that he can't get out of this. God provided you salvation, a way out. He looks at you and you sin all the time, all your problems, your situations, lie and cheat and act a fool. For 45, 50 years, and then Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior. Oh, he said, shut up. Shut up. Because he can't do that. He is a created angelic being, but you're different. You're a little lower than the angels. You will never be an angel. You will always be who you are with a glorified body when Jesus comes. What do we owe thee? What do we owe thee? Lord, what do I owe you for saving my marriage? What do I owe you for having my children birthed perfectly and with wisdom, smarts, and love you? What do I owe you, God? For the time when we were driving over to Spokane, car came straight at us. Construction, one lane, nowhere to go. Cliff over here, Jersey barrier there, one lane. What do I owe you for having that car somehow go over or through us? And I saw, we both saw the cars, the brake lights, the lights of the car, the back of the car. We saw the headlights, and then all of a sudden we saw the red. They went through us or over us. Somehow, we were shocked for two, three minutes. We couldn't even talk. And then I said to my wife, did you see that? She said, yes. Did you see that? I said, Kathy, God has angels protect us. We're supposed to be dead in a head-on collision. What do I owe you? What do I owe you, God? Moreover, how can I pay you? The dollar devaluates. The dollar goes up. The dollar goes down. Gold prices are up. Gold prices are down. Stock market's up. Oh, whoopee-doo for a day. Then it's down by 1,000 next day. How do I repay you? What do I do? How do I do this?
God says it's already paid.
Jesus paid it all. I'm sick, God. The doctor bills are killing me. I'm sick. I'm sick of the doctor bills and I'm sick of being sick. It's already paid. $80,000, and I know people get this stuff because a lot of this stuff is phony anyhow, but $80,000 was owed to one of our local hospitals for a two-night stay during that 6.5 years. $80,000. And I called him up and said, I ain't got no $80,000 for you. Now, I may have $80,000, but I ain't got it for you. I ain't planning on spending my $80,000 with you. All right. Besides, you got more folks giving you money than I do right now. So what we gonna do? Because I owe you. They said, well, won't you send in this form? Tell us your case. Let us know what you can do. I wrote on the thing, I can't do nothing. Okay. I'd like to do something. I'm looking at this bill. I can't even touch that. I've been sitting here dealing with this foolish sickness. And see, at the time, I didn't know that they caused it. Putting that, what they call medicine, turned out to be poison in my arm, poisoned me for 6.5 years. I didn't know that. That's at the time, I didn't know. It was too early. Attorneys didn't know. Nobody knew. We was trying to find out. We were investigating, but we found out. That's what was killing my liver. And I went in for gallbladder and came out with a dead liver 4 hours later. Something wrong with that. But anyhow, we ain't going to go there. So what do you owe God for bringing you up out of the dead? I'm looking at some people over here. You had cancer canceled. You had it canceled 2 or 3 times, and one with a 95-year-old mother. I remember the last time you went in there and they talked about you had cancer. And I told you, tell them to check the x-rays again because they got the wrong person. You came back and told us they had the wrong person. I don't have cancer. Well, the Spirit of God told me to tell you that. What do we owe God for that? Now, look at this 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 20. For you were bought at a price. You were not free. I'm reading on New King James. Let's switch it over. I'll go to King James in a minute. You were bought at a price. You cost something. You ever look at price tags? All the time. You compare your possession of that thing with how much they want to charge you to get possession of that thing. And you go back and forth. No, 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 I don't know. I don't think it's worth it. And you leave it on the counter. And sometimes we get all the way up to check stands and say, no, I don't want it. It's the wrong color. And that's not true. You just don't want to spend that money. We know your game. You don't want to spend the money because it costs too much. But God has something for you. You are already bought. Now, let me just say this. You are either a slave or a master. Oh, I got to get you on this. Now, you know I'm going to give you an aircraft example, but it works with other things. When we are flying aircraft, especially, I like flying twin engine, a thing called, what we got going on? Something on my sleeve? Is it distracting? Only to you, right? Okay. But that's all right. He got it. He got what he needed. When we're flying aircraft, especially the twin engine, I like flying those. I like flying the twin engine because, you know, it's just, I like the props. I do like the jets. I like the vacuum cleaner feeling, you know, in the jet. anyhow, because all they're doing is blowing air. But I like the props. I like to watch the props. I love to start the props. Start that right prop first and the left prop next, and you know, you got them both going. I like when they go counter each other, because that's safer. Sometimes they go the same, that's not as safe. Because if you lose an engine, now you got to do a whole lot of stuff to be able to get a hold of that plane and lean into the operative engine. You got to figure out which one that is first and lean into that engine to keep that thing going. If you don't do it quick enough, you're in trouble. But anyhow, so I like the counter-rotating props. Those props are built to be able to have a master and a slave. So you don't feel a bunch of vibrations. Now, somebody's got to be the slave. Now, this is a bad stuff to teach up in here with a bunch of black folk. Because we got conditioned about anything slave is talking about me. No, not necessarily. We're talking about, see, you will always be a slave. I know y'all ready to go home right now. Everybody ready to go home. You were a slave to sin and didn't complain. Be bopping all night long, drunk as you could be, smoking anything that would light up. You waking up with people who don't even know their name. Hey, what's your name? Oh, okay. Where my coat? I gotta get out of here. See, we lived a certain way as a slave to sin. Don't look at me with all pious look. You was a slave too. We all were slaves to sin. Here's the part about it. You can't get out of that. You were born as a slave because Adam did it. You got to go all the way back to Adam and him taking that food, whatever he was hungry for, that the woman offered to him. Now, my question to the men yesterday, if your wife asked you to eat that fruit, would you have done it? Or would you have told her, forget you, I ain't doing that, lady. God didn't say do that. But see, most of us want to be placators. Yeah, I don't want to make her mad, so I'll eat her dinner. Look where we are, eating her dinner. Their dinner has been eating us. I'm talking about Eve's dinner has been eating us. Whatever she had that she gave her husband wasn't good for us. I wish he would have missed that meal. He should have said, I'm fasting today. We would be much better shape. Sin would have not entered in because it was disobedience to do that, even though she asked him to do it. Now, don't get mad at me. I can see some of these women. I can see right now. You're getting a little squint-headed, you know. Patch, and you don't have to say that about the women. I'm just saying anybody. You have to realize we are slaves for a reason. There's a reason why we're slaves. We were slaves because we were born into slavery. We were born into sin and shaping in iniquity. It's David. All right? For you were bought at a price. Go back to the scripture. That's all I'm going to be able to give you today. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Your body is not for fornication, lady. Sir, you are not to be trying to see how many women you can be with before you turn 29. Your body, if you gave your life to Jesus, you are bought. You are like you are a slave, but you have a great master. And some of you resent, I just said that. You might even give up your Christianity because of it. You silly fool. You better thank God he wanted to even buy you out of that pawn shop of the devil. You sitting there like, you know, Fido in the dog pound, snatched up by the devil. And Jesus walked by and said, I'll take that one. And he walked by and said, I'll take that one too. Yeah, I'll take them. I'll take them both. I don't know about over here. I'm going to take any of these. Yeah, I'll take them all. And the Father said, just take anybody that will take you. Yeah. Anybody that accepts you, we accept. Yeah. It's the rules of God's house. This is God's house. You accept him, you in the house. You don't accept him, you made the decision, not him. Because the doors are open to anyone. Whosoever will, let them come. You've been bought. You've been bought. Why would you serve someone that is not your master? Why would you serve the devil when he has no right to you? Why would you do his cussing? Why would you perform his sex acts? He has to deal on you. You've been bought with a price. That's like somebody grabbing my car and just driving down the street down there. I got to get out there and try to find my car. That's my car. I bought the car. It's paid off. I don't even own nobody on the thing. Ain't no registered owner. I'm the owner. Get out of my car. That's my car. See, if this is the problem, we don't realize we've been bought. And if we do think about that, we think like, well, I'm my own man. Says who? Says who? See, the problem is we think more highly than we ought to think. We run around trying to impress everybody. Ain't nobody impressed. The best thing you can do is ignore you. Because if they start trying to act like they're proud of you and impressed by you, it only blows your head up bigger. It makes it worse. Listen, I come out of media. I come out of hanging with the musicians and all this old baloney and everybody, you know, causing thousands of people to come to different places just because I said, I'm going to be there as in radio and television personality. I came from, that ain't even worth nothing. It ain't worth 5 cents. Because when you're done, you're still going to hell. My media contacts now contact me through what is called one star. Just one star. That's all there is. You ain't no star. There's one star. Jesus, he's called the morning star. That's it. Now, Lucifer was called the morning star, but he got kicked out because he thought he was all that in a bag of chips, and God had to get rid of him. Said, I will make my mountains on, I will rise up, I'll have skyscrapers. Before he knew it, God had booted his butt right out of heaven. Now, here's the bad part. First lady's taught this. Here's the bad part. He got kicked out, and he landed here to mess with you. So no, you know, God's got to help us out now. Because and what did he hit? Plump. Your front yard. Hey, what's happening? What's going on, bro? Get out of here. I bind you, Satan. I bind you, Satan. I bind you, bind you, bind you. You forgot to say in Jesus' name. You as dead as that check that I tried to give. If you don't use Jesus, you ain't got it. That's right. That's right. He does not flee because you don't like him. Right. He doesn't care. And you can cry all your eyeballs out. He don't care about your emotions either. You can be mad because people don't like you. They hurt my feelings. Move your feelings out the way then. Okay? Stop living by your emotions. We got to live by faith and not by sight. Now watch this. I only get to do this one scripture, but I get to do it twice. Isn't that wonderful? Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Your body is not yours. So when you go to LA Fitness to show out, I'm buff. Look at me. And look around and grab some weights. I'll leave that one alone. You know, no, I'm gonna swim today. Look at me in my trunks. It's God's body. But by the same token, if this body gets sick, your body's sick, God. We gotta do something about that. Now, you're the one that's healer. I never healed nobody in my life. I'm like the needle that the medicine passed through. The anointing flows through me, but I don't make none of the medicine. I am not the medicine. You're the medicine. Now, one of the things I want you to, and this is by the Spirit of God right now, being dropped in my heart. If you want to stay well, change your atmosphere by changing your music. Some of you trying to listen to hell and live like heaven. Change your music. Most of you wouldn't like me going to your car right now and find out what radio station or what music you play. What you playing on that thing when you was coming to church. When you get close to church, you turn it down. You know what I'm talking about. Because you don't want people to hear what you're listening to. But when you get back out there, you get a few blocks from the church. And you can't figure out, that's killing you. I remember I was driving through the neighborhood one day. This is when this whole thing about the internet and pornography just started. And I said, Lord, how are we going to deal with this? These people, they got these stupid machines in their house now. He said, their living is killing them. I said, oh, thank you. Yeah, the way they're living. See, the way you're living can kill you because you don't know who you are. You have been bought with a price. Man, I walk around. I have a hat that I wear sometimes. I got different hats. When I feel like I want to be acting like, you know, don't mess with me, I put on my SWAT hat. Anyhow. And, you know, I have a PCC security badge that I wear with me. I'm just saying. I've got a security badge. PCC, it looks just like the police. Anyhow, but I am the head of security here, am I not? Okay. And then I have, you know, when I get around the aviation people, angel flights, because I do fly angel flights, help people that are sick when they're sick and they need to get to the hospital and can't get there, or need to get there quicker than just driving. I do fly. I did a lot of flights to fly blood when my dad had leukemia or the symptoms of leukemia, because I felt like I was helping my dad by flying blood from one place to another here in the state of Washington to get it to the hospitals before it would spoil. Anyhow, so I put on that hat. I have one hat that says, man of God. Strong, fearless, bold. I wear that when I'm feeling like, you know, don't mess with me, I'm a child of God. See, but sometimes we walk around and we don't want to be nobody. You are somebody. You've been bought with a price. Say, I've been bought with a price. I'm not my own. The last 2 minutes we're going to spend, let's read the scripture again in the King James Version, because I want you to get it there. It says, you were bought with a price. I'm sorry. It says, you are bought at a price. Do not become slaves of men. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and 23. Put it 7:23 up there. 1 Corinthians, thank you. Appreciate that. 1 Corinthians 7:23. Look at what it says. You are bought with a price. Now, this is the second time we're hearing this. You are not the servants of men. You are not the servants of men. You're not the servant of God. I'm sorry. You're not the servant of the enemy because you're a servant of God. See, the two propellers. One's got to be the slave, and one is going to be the master. The manufacturer, Lycoming, or whoever makes the engines, is going to make the decision of which one is which. Now, what happens when they're not in sync is that the plane makes vibration noise, and you can hear it on the ground. And you're in the plane saying, what is wrong with this? It's because they're not synchronized. Master and slave are not working together. But then when you sync those engines up, you get them going the same RPM. They're running the same race, going the same direction, at the same pace. Now it's just as smooth as some of y'all, we hear you coming. You ought to sync with your master. You need to check what you're doing. You running too slow. Some of you try to run too fast or run with the world, not run with God. We have a master. We've been bought with a price. We have been bought with a price. That's not a slavery thing from America. This wasn't even written in America. This was written before slavery even happened here. This country wasn't even existing when this was written. This was written 2,000 years ago. Stop thinking everything's about you. Oh, they don't like me. No, you got to get this. You want God as your master. And that's why you should worship him and him only. Last thing I want to say. You owe God you. What can I pay you, Lord? What do I owe you? You owe God you. I owe God me. I owe God me. But you'll never pay him off. So you're going to have to serve God all through eternity. Yeah. You think you're going to go up in heaven and just play a harp and just stand there and look at everybody, right? No. We got stuff to do. We got stuff to do. We ain't going to just stand around and say, oh, is he coming back again? No, we got stuff to do. We have to rule and reign. Yeah. And actually, this earth, there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. We will be ruling and reigning on this earth also. Now, I don't know how all these pieces go together, but I have enough faith to trust God that he knows what he's doing. You are bought at a price. Do not become the slave of men. Well, I'm not a slave of any man. Yes, you are. You're a slave to yourself. Whatever you want. I'm my own person. You can't tell me what to do. I wear what I want to wear and wag my butt all over town if I want to. You can't. Kill me not to do that. Look at me. I'm somebody. Not because of that. If that's going to start falling, it's going to start drooping. Okay, stuff's happened. You know, I mean, you know, Max Factor, Mac, somebody help me. And go help after a while. Even run out of the doctor say, I can't do no more facelifts. You ain't got no more face left. Okay. Time out. Your dermatologist doesn't own you. You've been bought with a price, even your face. Now I know we have to wear makeup. They make me wear makeup. I was looking at the program last week. I had a shiny head, you know. It's just distracting. I said, Kathy, I forgot to put makeup on that day, you know, for opening of the program. I'm, you know, we're sitting there doing the opening and closes. Oh, I can look at the chrome dome. It's like, oh, God, this is crazy. So we do need those things, but you are bought with a price. It feels so good for God to own you. To say, you mess with me, my owner, my master, who happens to be my father. Well, boy, he's coming after you. Don't you mess with me. Do you see my entourage in the spirit? I don't go nowhere without escorts. They don't use bullets, they use swords. Say, God, thank you that you're my master. Thank you. I owe you me. Now I know what do I owe thee. I owe you me. So I will serve you. Now we're making a vow now. We're making a commitment. Don't say this. Just think like you're saying it. Don't do it if you're not ready. Say, I make a commitment to give my life for what you gave for me. A life for a life. You gave your life for me, Jesus. And I give my life for you. That commitment is done. It's done in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for it. Come on, clap your hands, everybody. That's all we got time for today. Turn to someone and say, I owe him me. I owe him me. I owe God me. I owe Jesus me. Praise the Lord.